Deb Wong joins us from the newsroom for our check-in. Good to see you.
Hey, Steve.
Now, last night you co-moderated the final televised debate between Mayor Mike McGinn and Challenger State Senator Ed Murray. How'd that go?
Well, I think it was actually the most polite of all of the debates thus far. They even cracked a couple of jokes last night, which I haven't seen much of on the campaign trail. There were some sharp disagreements, but it was mostly civil. And we asked a combination of open-ended questions and also some sharp questions, like on the tunnel, about campaign ads and about the arena. But I think maybe because it was a public broadcasting audience, you know, they were on their best behavior. Or it could be that they were just tired, because literally they have done dozens of these forums over the last several months. And I think they were just relieved that the televised debates are now over.
Wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And today you caught up with Senator Patty Murray of Washington State. So the other Senator Murray.
The other Murray.
She's spotlighting. The spotlight's on her because she's going into budget negotiations with the House Republicans. Paul Ryan leading the way. What are the prospects for that?
You know, it's fair to say that after all that we've been through in the last couple of weeks, a lot of people wonder how these two sides are going to agree on anything. I mean, they haven't been very successful at agreeing thus far. But, you know, Senator Murray thinks this time might be different. This is what she had to say to me.
Well, I think both of us agree that we need to put our jobs and the economy first, that our country has been through a lot in the last 4 years, and particularly in the last few months, of governing by crisis, and have a willingness to come to the table and find an agreement.
But we've had three previous negotiations that have failed, including your super committee. So why would this negotiation be any different?
Well, this time around, we're not trying to do everything for everybody. We're trying to focus more on just where we go for the next several years. That sets us in a more responsible path moving forward. And secondly, I think this country has seen what happens when we govern by crisis. It is not good for our democracy. It's not good for our economy. So I'm hopeful that that will help us find a resolution.
Do you think that Republicans are weakened in their position because of what's just happened with the fact that they did not get what they wanted with the Affordable Care Act?
I think it has put them in a place where they realize that demanding extreme positions doesn't do well for our country or our economy or the families that we all represent.
So what are the sticking points? I mean, how would you describe the bottom line for Democrats and the bottom line for Republicans, and how are you going to find common ground there?
Well, the bottom line really is the budget numbers, where the Democratic budget for next year replaces sequestration, which is about $70 billion, with more responsible cuts from some mandatory programs and from some other ways that are not harmful to our social safety net and to really the basics of our country. We know that sequestration has cut investment in research at places like Fred Hutch. It has cut kids off of early childhood education, denying them an opportunity in this country. It has hurt our military communities dramatically, and it's not a responsible way of balancing our federal budget. So that, to me, is one of the most important goals that we have in the coming negotiations.
And Democrats and Republicans still differ on whether new revenue should be considered?
One of the things that Democrats have felt strongly about since we began these big budget discussions over the last 4 and 5 years is that, yes, we do have a debt and deficit problem. It needs to be solved, but it cannot just be solved on the backs of lower income and working families. Everybody in this country has to help participate in dealing with our debt and deficit. That includes the wealthiest and the largest corporations. And they need to participate by providing more revenue. Closing loopholes is a great example. When a corporation like GE does not pay taxes, that says something about our country. They need to participate too. So that is a negotiating position that we come to the conference committee feeling very strongly about.
Paul Ryan, what do you think of him, and how do you think he will be in this conference?
Well, I have a good working relationship with Congressman Ryan. He's the chair of the Budget Committee in the House, and I'm chair of the Senate Budget Committee, so we've had an opportunity to talk to each other many times. I have a tremendous amount of respect for him as an individual. I think he's a caring person, but he and I share a very different philosophy. So my question about Congressman Ryan is whether he will be a negotiator and be willing to come to the table and compromise, or whether he will be the kind of congressman that we have seen in John Boehner, who just goes with the most conservative Tea Party Republicans in his caucus and won't move off that dime. So jury's out.
You don't know the answer to that question.
I do not know.
If there's no budget deal by December 13th, then what?
If we cannot come to an agreement, the immediate impact will be in January, another automatic sequestration cut that will be very damaging, in particular to our defense budget, to our military and civilian contractors, and to the economic impact of that. So that will be probably the biggest hit if we don't come to an agreement. And it is a motivating factor for both sides to not allow that to happen.
Well, has this become the new normal in the sense that we're just constantly walking to the edge of these deadlines?
Well, I will tell you something. When I became chair of the Senate Budget Committee, we had not passed a formal budget in 4 years, and I brought a budget to the Senate, and we passed it out of the Senate, and in what's called regular order, the House passed a budget too, and what we haven't done is come together and find a path forward from that. I was asked 21 times to go to conference to negotiate a balance between those two packages, and 21 times was denied by Tea Party members in the Senate from going to conference. So to me, the frustration that Americans are feeling about how we manage by crisis has been created by a small group of Republicans who just insist my way or the highway. I think that what happened in the last few weeks has really minimized their impact amongst all of the country. People don't want somebody saying my way or the highway. And I think they do want us to come to an agreement, and I think responsible Republicans feel the same way I do.
That's Deb Wan talking to Senator Patty Murray.
She's in town. She was visiting Jewish Family Service, looking at their food bank, and talking to some of the women who are on programs whose funding may be affected by budget cuts.
As you said, putting a face on these budget issues.
Putting a face on the line items in the budget is how she said it.
All right. We'll hear more about that later. Thank you.
Thanks.